Are you a woman called of God? Have you been told over and over women can't preach? Are you confused about the scripture in Timothy? You know you are called, but don't know how to step into your ministry? Order Dr. Luana's book, A Woman Called of God. She brings clear understanding of the scriptures and why women can preach. You will read how Satan tried to stop her, to keep her from stepping into her calling. Dr. Luana is called to train and equip thousands of women to step into their full-time ministry, to fulfill their call as a woman called of God. You can order her book today, A Woman Called of God. Go to our website, atouchfromabove.org, or call 760-315-1967. We are so grateful for you listening, and we thank God for your support. May God richly bless you.
Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org.
Like the ravages of a flood, but I call on the name of Jesus and the power of his blood. I have victory over Satan. Glory to the King of Kings.
Set your spirit on fire and let Dr. Luana Steins guide you to a life of purpose and fulfillment. To reach Dr. Luana Steins, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. And now, here's your A Touch From Above host, Dr. Luana Steins.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Dr. Luana, and this is A Touch From Above, right from Ramona, California. God richly bless you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, yesterday we were talking about Daniel. And you know what? How Daniel had an excellent spirit, and how we need to have that excellent spirit in the body of Christ today. You know, the Bible tells you and I in Isaiah chapter 55, reading in verse 7 through 9, says, "Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." You see, the reason that Daniel had an excellent spirit is there's a key in Daniel's life. Do you know what that key was in Daniel's life? Did you know that Daniel prayed every day, three times a day? Did you realize that the only way that his enemies could come against Daniel was they had to come against something that had to do with his God? So when they went before the king and they made a decree to come against that no man shall bow down to any other god except for the king. So you know what happened? Daniel went home immediately and went into prayer. You see, the devil, the devil hates. He hates when you spend time in prayer. Why? When you spend time in prayer, what happens is little by little by little, God begins to change you from the inside out. And you have to understand what made a difference in Daniel's life was that he was a prayer warrior. And when you're a prayer warrior, what happens is God begins to renew your mind. See, Daniel was a prisoner. You have to remember, Daniel was taken captive. Daniel wasn't just an easygoing guy. You know, Daniel was among the young Jews that had been taken captive into Babylon. And yet Daniel was given God's favor, and he did what was right in the midst of every vile, corrupt evil. You see, Daniel spent most of his life in captivity in Babylon. And yet he served God with all his heart. Do you know what I hear Christians say? Yeah, but you know what? There's so much corruption around me. I have so much temptation. Excuse me? You're not tempted by anything that God is not willing to help you escape. And you're tempted when you're enticed by your own lust. You have to understand something here. You know, Daniel served seven kings in the Babylonian court. After Babylon fell, Daniel again served Darius the Mede and Cyrus in the Persian court. Babylon was the foremost city of Daniel's day. Babylon was a powerful, wicked empire. You know, it's amazing, according to archaeological findings today, they say it was an enormous city. It says the city was shaped in a square 14 miles, you know, a total of 56 miles in one way and 14 miles another. They said the walls were as high as over 300 feet in some areas and 30 feet deep to keep from their enemies. The walls were made of brick as much as 80 feet thick. We're talking, they were famous for their buildings, but it was filled with false gods. It boasted of great temples of Marduk. You know, even today, it's known as the seven wonders of the world, hanging gardens. You have to understand, Babylon was wicked, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not sin against God. You see, Christians today have to purpose in their heart that they would not sin against God. There are so many that have made an excuse, and I know, I say this with grace, so hold on. Some of you had heard preachers say, well, God knows your weakness. Let me tell you something, that's a straight word and sentence from the pit of hell. That is such an evil teaching. The Bible said, if any man is in Christ, behold, all things become new. You know, he said, pick up your cross and follow me. You know, you've got to pick up your cross. You have to purpose in your heart to serve God the same way that Daniel did. Daniel chapter 1, verse 8 and 9 says, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portions of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now God had brought Daniel into the favor and the goodwill of the chief of the eunuchs. You see, when you purpose in your heart to do what's right, God gives favor. God gives wisdom. God gives direction. You see, Daniel chapter 1, verse 17 says, as for these four young men, God gave them knowledge. God gave them skill in all literature and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. You see, you have to purpose in your heart not to do evil in the sight of God. We live in the same vile, corrupt place at like Daniel did. You see all around us the lies of transgender, the lies of homosexuality, the lies of lesbianism, sodomy. We live in a generation where pornography and child molestation and, I mean, you know what's sad to me? Is when child pornography is the number one multi-billion dollar sales. How can that be? How can that be in a land that once served God with all their heart, where now the crosses are tore down, the Ten Commandments are removed out of the courthouses, the Bibles are taken out of school? No wonder we have a generation of rebellion and stubbornness. You see, but it doesn't matter. Daniel purposed in his heart to serve God. You have to purpose in your heart that you're going to be of an excellent spirit of the living God. You have to say, no greater is the God who dwells within me than he that's in the world. And I am more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. And no weapon formed against me will prosper. And every tongue that rises up against me, he will condemn. For that is the heritage of the servants of the Most High God. And Lord, I am your servant, and I'm going to serve you with all my heart, all my mind, all my soul, every part of my being. I'm going to renew my mind. I'm going to take every thought captive. I'm going to separate myself. I'm going to pray. I'm going to fast. You know what? Whether none goes with you, will you still follow Jesus? Well, you know, my friends want me to go see this movie and it's not a good movie. Then you know what? You put your foot down and say, you know what? I'm not going to that movie. A group of pastors in L.A., I went to L.A., I've done different conferences and preaching in L.A., and a group invited me, I think there was seven, maybe eight pastors at the time, said, hey, Dr. Luana, we're all going to go see a movie. We had a couple days, and I had a day off. Come on, let's go see this movie. And I said, what movie is it? Because I don't go out to the movies much. And I said, well, what movie is it? And they said, I said, well, anybody done any history on it? What's it about? Come on, let's go. So we go to the movie, and I'm sitting in there, and everybody paid to go in. Everybody's get their popcorn and get their sodas. And, man, I couldn't even watch the previews. I had to practically plug my ears and close my eyes. And I'm thinking, my goodness. So I waited for a little bit. I thought, okay, let me just wait here for a little bit. And the Holy Ghost inside of me is going, warning, 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 warning. And I'm sitting there in that movie theater, and all of a sudden the program starts, and I'm sitting with all these different pastors in that in the movie theater, and everybody's chomping on their popcorn, drinking their soda, and they're kind of whispering back and forth, and then now the movie starts, and it gets going, and I'm looking at the movie, and I'm having to close my eyes through some of it, and I'm thinking, and I finally leaned over, and I said, what's this movie? I thought somebody did a history on this movie. And about three pastors down, somebody goes, stop being so legalistic. I go, excuse me? I said, there's vile corruption. Every time you turn around, there's nothing but F-bombs being dropped and provocative. And I said, you know what? I'll tell you what, guys. You go ahead and finish this movie. I'm going to go out to the front there, and I'm going to sit down there, and I'll wait for you guys. Don't feel rushed. I'm going to go over there and I'm going to eat my popcorn. Maybe I'll have a hamburger or something. So I went out and I sat out there and I'm drinking my soda and eating my popcorn. And I'm waiting out there. And about 10 minutes later, one of the other ladies comes out, and then another gentleman comes out, says, what are you doing? I said, I'm not going in there. You know what? The Holy Spirit is too valuable to me. And you know what? That movie, I don't know who selected it, but it's full of corruption. Bible says the eyes are the window to the soul. If the eye looks upon evil, how much more evil will there be that dwells within? I said, and you know what? And I don't need to fill my ear. I got delivered of all that language. I don't need to hear that trash. I'm not going to watch it. And then finally, they all came out. And somebody says, boy, aren't you legalistic? And I looked at them and I said, excuse me? You know what? Some people are so heavenly minded, they're no earthly good. I said, I think that's a really good statement. Earthly minded, that I'm not earthly good. I said, no. How about I'm saved with the heavenly mind, so I don't fit into the world's trash? How about that? And I looked at them. I said, and what are you calling legalism? Righteousness? I said, you know what? Jesus said, if you look with your eyes at a woman with lust in her heart, you've already committed adultery. I said, how many naked women were in the first 5 minutes of that movie? I said, and what are you doing in that movie? I said, you're a preacher. I said, you know what? You guys can do what you want. You know, I didn't say you had to leave. You see, you have to purpose in your heart that you're going to have an excellent spirit. You know, somebody wrote me this week and said, Dear Dr. Luana, I write a weekly column. I was really troubled by an article that I saw, And I thought to myself, okay, well, I wonder what this letter's about. And it said, you know, I believe that God is a God of righteousness. God is a God of holiness. And we're in the world. You know, we're not of the world. Then they wrote, but I was extremely troubled that Joel Osteen went to a Lady Gaga concert. And I said, no way. I'm talking out loud at my desk. I go, that's impossible. He didn't go to a lady. He wouldn't do that. So sure enough, I looked it up. And I thought, what? Then I thought, no, I must be reading this wrong. So then I looked it up again. Sure enough, it was a Lady Gaga concert. And it was a concert that she put on promoting the LGBTQ. I thought, oh my goodness. You see, you have to decide that you're going to have an excellent spirit no matter what. You have to decide that you are not going to participate. You know, Jesus said, we're in the world, but we're not of it. And so when you go to those different places, well, you know, I'm going to try to win them. You know what? You don't go over there and party with them. I'm sorry. You don't do that. You know, Jesus sat with sinners, but he didn't go in. And what was he doing when he went and sat with those sinners? He was preaching the gospel to them. He was reaching their souls. And he didn't go out and party with them and stand in a concert that promoted the LGBTQ or any kind of corruption. You see, Daniel purposed in his heart, and you have to remember, Daniel was taken captive in Babylon. Babylon was filled with corruption, immorality, fornication, idolatry, homosexuality, sodomy, every vile, corrupt thing that we have today in our generation was worse in Babylon. Are you listening? If you do the study in the history, they would eat so much until they were so full that they literally had throw-up bowls, and they would go and throw up in these bowls there. That's, you know, that's yucky. You know, today, there's corruption all around us. But you have to purpose in your heart. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the chief eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now God had brought Daniel into the favor and the goodwill of the chief of the eunuchs. You see, when we purpose to do what's right in the sight of God, God will grant us divine favor. You have to purpose in your heart that you will not defile yourself. You know, or you'll be like this. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 7, always learning, and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. You see, you can hear this word day in, day out, and never come to the knowledge. You see, change starts in your thinking, and then it's seen in your actions. Change evolves. You know what? Giving up. It involves giving up your old ways, giving up your old thinking, giving up your old hangouts where you go and hang out. You know, change involves discomfort. You know, it's not always, come on, Dr. Luana, don't be so, good night, come on, don't be so critical of the movie. Come on, sitting there. No, what you value, do you value Jesus? You got to value God more than anything else. You see, you got to remove all excuses. You got to remove all delays. And guess what? Limitations from your mind today. Jesus knew the natural man would try to make excuses. His own disciples, while he ministered to the woman at the well, ministering, change, salvation, hope. Why? Jesus brings his word. You have to take the word and then apply it. You see, Jesus' disciples were being groomed for ministry. They were being groomed to change out of their comfort zone. In John chapter 4, reading in verse 27, And at this point, his disciples came and they marveled that Jesus was talking with the woman. Yet not one said, "What do you seek?" or "Why are you talking with her?" The woman then left her water pot, went away into the city and said to the men, "Come and see the man who told me all things that I ever did. Could this be the Christ?" Then they went out of the city and came to Jesus. And in the meantime, his disciples urged Jesus, saying, "Rabbi, eat." But Jesus said to his disciples, "I have food to eat of which you do not know." Therefore the disciples said to one another, "Has anyone brought him anything to eat?" Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of my Father who sent me, and to finish his work. Do not say there are still 4 months, and then comes a harvest." Let me stop there. When are you going to stop making excuses and reach the lost? When are you going to stop saying, "Well, you know, I have a little more time, and then I'll change"? "Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest." You know, I hear people say, "Well, I'm going to go to Mexico to reach the lost. I'm going to go over here to reach the lost." All you got to do is look around in America. You don't have to go very far. You don't have to go to South America. You don't have to go to India. You don't have to go to China. Right here in America, all you got to do is go down by Barrio Logan. Take a look at what's happening down there. All you got to do is look around at your boss, your works area. All you got to do is look around. The harvest is plentiful. The harvest is ready. You know, Psalms chapter 78, reading in verse 40, it says, "How often they provoked him in the wilderness, and they grieved God in the desert. Yes, again and again, they tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel." You see, I want to encourage you today, dear listener, don't be just content with what you're doing just now. Change. "I'm content." No. Always strive for excellence. God's excellence. Not good. Not the best. Excellent. To become just content? No. You want to strive for the excellence of God. You need the creativity for God's peace, God's rest, God's growth. What'll happen if you don't? You're just going to sit in mediocre. "Well, this is okay. This will do. I'm fine. This is what God gave me. This is my lot in life. Woe is me. You know, whatever. I'm just going to die like this." Excuse me? You're dying like that because you want to. You're dying like that because you're too lazy. You're dying like that because you don't get up. Get off your rump, get in the Word, get in prayer, and trust God for great and mighty things. Most people never have excellency because, you know what, they never push for it. You know what? You got to push for that. You know, people think, "Well, that's good enough." When we work it on the prayer mountain and somebody says, "You know what, yeah, there you go." And I said, "You know what, that thing's off about an inch. Now, you know, that's not going to make that much of a difference." I just kind of look at him and go, "How excellent is thy name, O Lord, excellent in all the earth." I said, "Let's change it. Let's change it. An inch is going to make a difference. Let's change it." "Oh, you're really picky." I said, "No, this is God's prayer mountain. We got to do it for him. If we're going to do something, let's do it right, or let's not do it at all. If you're going to serve God right, or do not disgrace him by your ungodly lifestyle. Don't say you're a Christian if you cuss like a vile, corrupt person out of hell. Do not say you're a Christian if you dress with your boobs hanging out and your behind showing. Don't say you're a Christian if you go to the club and get drunk and dance all night long, loosey floosey. Do not even say you're a Christian. Do not disgrace the name of the Lord. Get out of that and turn to Jesus, Repent of your sins. Tell God you're sorry for being lazy. Tell God you're sorry for not striving for excellence. Tell God you're sorry for just settling. And you know what? Strive for what God has. It's wonderful. It's fantastic. Greater is a God who dwells within you than he that's in the world. We are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. No weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that rises up in judgment, he will condemn, for that is the heritage of the servants of the Most High God. We serve an awesome God. Oh, get your rear in gear and get on fire for Jesus. I love you. Don't get mad at me now. Don't you dare turn that channel. I ain't listening to her anymore. You better turn it back on tomorrow. I'm telling you, I love you enough to tell you the truth. You see, you got to have somebody that loves you enough to tell you the truth. Because if somebody loves you enough, they're going to tell you the truth. They're not going to let you just stay that same ugly, compromising, grumpy, half-hearted, lazy Christian. Let's get on fire. Let's get so on fire, everybody comes to watch us burn. Amen. Let's get so on fire for Jesus. Let's run the race that God has set before us. How great is our God! Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God, Lord of Lords, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the everlasting God. I want to encourage you, please come on up for a church service. A church alive is worth a drive. A touch from above, prayer mountain. I love you. Hope to see you on Sunday. God bless you. Have an awesome, wonderful day.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Luana Steins. Have you read her book, A Mother's Story? It's a must-read, a heart-gripping, true story. A murdered husband, a single mother, and a fight with cancer. For your support of any amount, you'll receive her book. Send your support to A Touch From Above, P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California 92065, or give online at atouchfromabove.org. Come
Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org. Like the ravages of a flood, but I call on the name of Jesus and the power of his blood. I have victory over Satan. Glory to the King of Kings.
Are you discouraged? Not seeing the power of God moving in the church? Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is powerful. His word is living. His healing is of today. Come join us at A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain. Dr. Luana preaches every Sunday, 10 a.m. A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain is located at 16145 Highway 67, Ramona, California, 92065. Come and experience the power of God.
Holy Spirit, flow through me.
Are you a woman called of God? Have you been told over and over women can't preach? Are you confused about the scripture in Timothy? You know you are called, but don't know how to step into your ministry? Order Dr. Luana's book, A Woman Called of God. She brings clear understanding of the scriptures and why women can preach. You will read how Satan tried to stop her, to keep her from stepping into her calling. Dr. Luana is called to train and equip thousands of women to step into their full-time ministry, to fulfill their call as a woman called of God. You can order her book today, A Woman Called of God. Go to our website, atouchfromabove.org, or call 760-315-1967. We are so grateful for you listening, and we thank God for your support. May God richly bless you.